2006 voter-approved law says smoking tobacco products is forbidden in virtually all public places. But Horn said that law, crafted years before electronic cigarettes became available, does not cover these new devices. He said that's because the law defines smoking as setting some tobacco product on fire. E-cigarettes use a battery to generate heat, which converts liquid nicotine to vapor. Bill Pfeiffer of the American Lung Association said he thinks Horn got it wrong.
Of course, it's not what we would traditionally call a tobacco product, but we believe it still falls within the definition of smoking under the statute that we passed back in 2006.
But State Health Director Will Humble said Horn's opinion is no surprise. He said a key purpose of the law was to protect people not from themselves, but from secondhand smoke. Humble acknowledged many in the health community oppose the devices.
But my attitude is, hey, look, if these things are effective in getting adults off of cigarettes, then they're a net benefit to public health, not a net nuisance.
But Humble said questions remain over whether some of the candy-flavored devices actually entice youngsters to smoke, getting them hooked on nicotine, and making actual tobacco smokers out of them. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.